Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. If you've got questions or to find out more about Southern Thing, David at fmr.co.za, otherwise the podcast at fmr.co.za. This week I'm talking about the Renault Kwid, well, actually specifically the Kwid Climate. It's a little 1-liter three-cylinder SUV-ish thing. Puts out 50 kilowatts and 91 newton meters of torque. Five-speed manual, 6 liters per 100 kilometers can be expected with some frugal driving. However, only a 28-liter fuel tank, so don't expect a great range. But then again, this is no long-distance cruiser with 150-something kilometer top-out speed and those 50 kilowatts on tap. You aren't going to pass too many truck cars, are you? However, lightweight and not too bad around town, I must say. One of the highlights for me was an 8-inch touchscreen with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, which in the 165,000 Rand category, which, by the way, is 20,000 more than the base model of this car, which doesn't have that touchscreen, is pretty impressive. For about 10,000 Rand more, you get an AMT, which is a computerized manual that behaves like an automatic gearbox for all intents and purposes. And, you know, that touchscreen is what you get above the base model. You also get USB fast charging, a rear power socket, electric windows all around instead of just at the front, and electrically adjustable exterior mirrors. The car is sporty looking, especially in the white test unit that I got, which had sort of copperish highlights around the wheel arches and various other places, mirrors. It looks quite good, really. The interior isn't bad for the price point at all. Sporty, super sporty SUV looking with a load of space. You get a reverse camera as part of the package, pretty good active and passive safety features. With the car, 5-year, 150,000 kilometer mechanical warranty and a 6-year anti-corrosion warranty. Service intervals are at 15,000 kilometers and at your cost. My only real criticism of the car is a harsh idle. Lumpy doesn't adequately describe it. The engine's great once going, but that idle is unusual for a modern car. One does expect a little bit more refinement at idle, but not a bad thing at the price point. It's great value for money if you need the space. It's a cheerful, cheap and cheerful buy then. That's it for me this week. That was the Renault Kwid, the Climber version. If you've got questions and you want to find out more about something, email me, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, the podcast, fmr.co.za. If you've got a favorite Cape Road, the most romantic, the most fun, the best view, the best motoring experience, maybe the most engaging, maybe this is a good time to talk about it. If there's a topic you want me to mention, shoot, all ears. We're here to enhance your motoring experience and talk about what can be. That's it for me. Until next week. Bye.